My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are watching The Four Corners. It's been a long time.
Come on. You just ran the left!
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's my life, my time, my rights, my rhymes, my grind, my struggle, hustle, sweat, and my blood too. I'm ready to smell fear, smell a lot, my competitive flex.
Ah, hello.
Hello.
Just us today. No Mr. Donor. It's all right. It's just us two. It's all right. Yeah. How you doing, Mike?
Doing all right. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. Brian here says good evening.
Good evening, hello. Brian. Good evening.
Again, the motion show from my computer, so I'm doing the salute. As usual. Just got this big, I got the light up here, and I got the big shiny part of my forehead, too. I don't know. Does it look good? If it bothers you, Mike, let me know. Jeez, I am glistening today. Wow. Jeez, I am a little bit greasy today. But, you know, we got some wrestling talk. Got some Elimination Chamber stuff. I'm feeling good. You get ready. You get to sleep early on Friday to get ready for the Saturday pay-per-view at like what, 3 a.m? 4 a.m?
Oh God, it is at 3 a.m, isn't
it? No, I forgot about that. Right? Yep. We forgot about that. You know, as usual, we're going to review and preview on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Now it's called X, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast. If you're listening to us a day later, whatever, check us out on the live show because we interact with the people back and forth. You know, that's what we do. We talk with the fans. We do it for the fans, by the fans, because we are the fans of everything at his pro wrestling, too. Mike, you know, I was talking to you before, and you're asking about my jersey choice. Geno Smith today. Yes. So I did a video on Fonz Talk jerseys. I'm a psychotic person when it comes to when I went through every single team's record with the uniform combinations from the jersey and the pants. I didn't do the socks because that would have been a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And Mike was curious about his New York Giants, right? New York football Giants. So here's the final tally for your record. Now, again, this is just the tops and the bottoms. It's a preview for everybody. If you want to check it out, go to Fonz Talkers on YouTube, by the way. Okay. Your dark blue and white dark blue tops, white pants. Your record was 2-6.
Okay.
Your white tops, white bottoms. Okay. 2 wins, 4 losses. Now, the 80-90s white color rush throwback set, my favorite of the bunch. I know the blues are good, but I love the white ones. 0-1. That was the Bills game. The 80s-90s blue throwback set, 2-0. So you went 2-2-2. So congratulations.
Just evenly bad across the board.
Just
gotcha.
evenly bad too. You know, at least you weren't the
Cardinals. Than the 2-0, yeah.
At least you weren't the Cardinals. Actually, they went 3-5 and they're all red uniforms, by the way. So
maybe they should wear that more often then.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Closer to it.
But if you want to check it out, Fonz Talk shows. You check out everything else with Review and Preview, by the way, too. Don't just check our stuff, too. And Mike Cinco Squad as well, too. But, you know, I'm going to give him his little plug at the end like we do with everything else, too. So, what do we got to talk about, right? So, as we know, Bert's not here. He's sleeping because he's getting up early to watch Elimination Chamber. He's going to bed right now. We'll probably be sleeping for a while. So, we'll see him Saturday morning to give his thoughts on the said pay-per-view, too. So, we got a golden swap. The Rock Talk. A certain type of rock is back, by the way. Talking chamber, obviously. And we got a couple of dueling top 10 lists. We figured let's do a 10 count, but let's each have a 1-1. You know, a couple of 10 counts cutting it up, as they say, right? We'll just do that, right?
Yeah.
Let's get to some comments before we get into the rest of it. So the Seahawks jersey. Yeah, I love this throwback one. The Seahawks might be getting new uniforms, by the way. There's a new rumor. There's a rumbling going on. They might be doing it. Might be inspired by this. They might make this permanent and do like a variation of it. So I'm just throwing it. Might be a possibility. Mr. Casey's thing, tonight's menu is pot, roast, noodles, turnips, and carrots. Okay, I like that.
Can't ever say I've had a turnip, by the way.
Mm.
Just as a side note.
I've turn-upped. You ever had a turnip?
Aha. Yes, I was at Bonaventure.
We don't talk about that out loud. Albert, he's not on the show, but on the comments here. Good evening, gentlemen. Have a great show. Again, Albert, you should be sleeping because you said you were going to be sleeping until Saturday, so you're commenting, hey, you know what? Whatever. Brock Purdy. What does the B in Brock Purdy stand for? Blah, blah, blah. You know Jameer Nelson, he didn't win a ring. But you know Jameer Nelson's son plays college basketball?
Yes, he does. It's shocking how many NFL and NBA players have kids.
Jameer Nelson was a walking bucket, by the way.
Yes, and I happen to know that he is now the GM of the G League Delaware Bluecoats.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Or something new every day. Shout out to the All-Star game, too. Bring the All-Star game. My thought is with the Pro Bowl itself, just don't go into thinking it's competitive and you're going to enjoy it, right? Jaylen Brown should not have been in the dunk contest. Kevin, there's someone out there. Jaylen Brown, he should be ashamed of himself for being in the. I think I would, if I'm the commissioner, I take away his All-Star nod for the season. And I would suspend him for 20 games for that dunk contest performance. Absolutely horrible.
Jacob Toppin, though.
Yeah.
How do you make the finals then?
I think because he's the first All-Star since 2017 to be in it. A little bias here. But I honestly, if I'm commissioner, I'm suspending Jaylen Brown for the rest of the season. Honestly, ban him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, put him on the. I would love him on the Knicks, though.
Is it the one where he jumped up, kind of slipped a little bit, did a half turn, and then just?
Yeah, well, no, it was jumping over a 4-1 YouTuber.
Yeah,
sitting down. Aaron Gordon jumped over Taco Fall. That's all I gotta say. Charles A. Stone says, "Hey guys, hello, Charles. Thank you for commenting." And no, this is Bert. No, I don't know which Bert it is. All right, there's some Bert reported. Kevin, don't report me. Come on, Jaylen Brown. What does the B in Jaylen Brown stand for? Blah, blah, blah. What does the J in Jaylen Brown stand for? Just another NBA player who's kind of a scrub. No, who said that? Now,
who said that?
Golden Swap, Mike.
Yes.
What's Golden Swap?
It's a title change that happens on free TV, which includes Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, Rampage, Collision, Power, Impact.
Power. Oh, yeah, NWA Power.
NWA Power,
yeah. I forgot about that. Except the 24/7 title, because we'd be here a long time. Right. You know the title's been retired for 3 years now. So, we got one that happened here. Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker on the February 13th episode of NXT win the NXT Tag Team Championships. Now, Mike, as you know, I have a couple stats. You ready for them?
Yep.
A couple stats here. Mm-hmm. It says here on the bottom, the family end their second reign in 91 days. And the family have now held the belts overall at 177 days, which is a total of just eighth all time, by the way. Do you want to know who is a day longer than? Like, it's right above. Like, they're a day longer than this team at 9. Do you have any idea? You want to take a guess? You want a hint?
Sure.
NXT UK, they were there for a little bit. They were there for a hot minute and then won the NXT tag team titles.
In NXT UK?
Yes, they were. They won them in UK. Or they were a part, and I don't know if they were a part of NXT.
They were a part of NXT UK.
I'm sure they won the UK tag title still.
Okay. That leads me to two teams
head. Two teams. You might be wrong about both of them. I don't know.
I know. Imperium?
It's not Imperium.
Mustache Mountain.
No, I thought, no, isn't Gallus a part of? I thought Gallus. I forgot Imperium was in
NXT. Oh, is it Gallus?
Yeah, Gallus. They were in UK, right?
Yeah, no, they were. They were in UK.
Okay. I don't know if they won the titles, though, but they were very...
I'm not sure if they won the UK tag titles. I don't know if UK was around long enough while Gallus was there for...
But they were there as one of the top teams.
But they were there. They were there, yeah.
So they are right underneath there, too. And this is Breakker and Corbin's first title together, as you are pretty much aware, too. This is Breakker's third title overall in NXT. He's a two-time NXT champion, as you know about this well. You know, this is Corbin's first title ever in NXT.
Yeah, it always has shocked me that he never won the NXT championship.
Yeah, I think it was
or the North American for that matter.
I think he came up after. I remember he was in the NXT after.
Yeah,
he was on. I mean, he was on the main roster after the UK. The North American title came about too. I think in the NXT time it was like Nakamura was there, Bobby Roode,
Balor,
Samoa Joe. So it was like a bunch of people. So he was like in the picture. Yeah, no, I think he was like in that Apollo Crews territory where. He was popular, but like never had the title. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Tyler Breeze and all that stuff too.
Yeah.
So, what'd you think? I mean, I didn't think they'd win the titles, to be honest. I thought they were like going to be like, one
yeah,
of those like
I don't. Well, see, I would like it more if Breakker wasn't immediately introduced as the newest signing for SmackDown.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Bron Breakker's official member of SmackDown, the blue brand, which I was confused when he won the title at first. I was like, all right, so he's not going to the main roster for a while then.
And then he immediately goes to the main roster the following Friday.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused. So I don't know how long is it holding the belt. This is a whole thing of the ragtag confusion, by the way, too. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like can we just keep everybody on the same damn brand? I don't mind if they come up and do contract signings, but like, what are we doing here? And by the way, just Charles A. Stone here with a good comment. Baron won a title after 6 years. I forgot he was a U.S. champion. I forgot how long it's been. So it's been a while. I think that was around the, 6 years. That might have been around. Am I doing the math correctly? That was 2018, right? Like 2017, 2018?
2017, 2018.
Around that time. Yeah. Okay. That was like at the weird part of SmackDown, I would say. The end of my favorite era of SmackDown, the 2016 SmackDown era, too. So Gallus won the NXT and the UK tag and tag champs together,
okay,
I believe, too. So that's what it was, too. Yeah. So this is the thing. With him joining Smash, really, his title ends whenever they defend. Yeah. It can't be that long, right?
No, probably. What's the next one? Is there one?
Is it
Stand and Deliver the next?
Yeah, but that's for a while, right? Because WrestleMania.
That's a week after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They have Roadblock, don't they? Yeah. NXT has Roadblock now, I think.
Oh, that's true, too. I'm going to double check on that one. But you might be right, actually.
But to who? Back to the family? I don't know who else you'd give it to.
Yeah, that's right. You don't give it to... Yeah, because like no other, like, legit tech... Chase University. No, I mean, like, I'm just throwing
that's
names
an option. That is an option.
I'm gonna look up NXT Vengeance Day because I'm kind of curious about that one too. I'm gonna look this one up right here. So NXT Vengeance was the last one, right? If I'm not mistaken, that's the next one. The next one for NXT is Stand and Deliver, April 6th. There's no roadblock. Battleground's the next one. They're really getting all the nice old school pay-per-view names that we like too so much, right? And we still got Elimination Chamber.
Von Wagner will win the tag title.
Ah, you know what that means? Almost Tuesday. You know what that means? It's almost a Von Wagner watch party. So how long are we gonna give him?
Next one, I guess.
So it's night before Night One of Mania. Oh yeah, Stan delivers on like that like literally the I think it's the day of Mania One or something.
Yeah,
like
it's it's like 2 p.m. the day of Mania, and then they're going right into at 5 o'clock is the kickoff pre show for Mania.
I missed the takeover.
So they're literally gonna go directly from the broadcast of Stand and Deliver right into the pre show for Mania. And the card starts at 7.
That's going to be till what? Like, well, it's only 2 nights though. Which again, I like how WrestleMania is 2 nights. I think we needed that for a while. But now I just miss NXT TakeOver. I think they should bring it back put it on Friday then, if anything, right? And when all then you got SmackDown too. You're not going to move SmackDown. This is like you're in like a weird spot, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's called a rock and a hard place. I don't know.
I get you.
You want to move on from Golden Spot?
I do have an NXT question for you, just as a quick. It's just your opinion.
Oh no,
because it popped into my head earlier.
Oh no,
who in the end, off the bat, like without really thinking too much about it, who it by the end of their WWE career will have a better career?
Okay,
Melo.
Okay. Trick? Ooh, so we're counting all WWE career.
All WWE career by the time they're done.
I love Trick Williams. You know that I've been a big Trick guy. Even before like Carmelo, I said keep an eye on Trick Williams. Yeah. I'm still gonna give the edge to Carmelo Hayes because I like him as a heel right now. And I don't remember when Trick was a heel a little bit when Carmelo Hayes was a heel in the beginning for a little bit, but I don't think we saw him fully by himself as a heel.
No.
And I can't see it for a while. Again, I could be proven. I never saw Carmelo Hayes as a heel, and then now we're seeing it's working well. I think now I'm saying because he can do both. So I'm going to say Hayes right now, but it's a lot closer than what people think. I'm really happy Trick Williams is getting a lot of shine now.
Me too. I've grown to become a big fan of his.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say Hayes right now because I see him doing heel and face. If I'm proven wrong, though, that's perfectly fine. I'm all for it. I don't hate both of them. I don't hate the other one, too. You know.
No, and I think they'll both be successful.
Yeah.
It's just... that was just curious. Jada
Bakely, Trick has more. Definitely, I see that too. Trick has a lot more upside because we kind of see a lot of what Hayes has done. But again, I like his stuff as a heel too. He's doing good at both sides.
Yeah, it's tough right now because Melo is definitely more polished than Trick is as far as who he is. Like Carmelo Hayes is Carmelo Hayes at this point.
Yeah.
We don't 100% know yet what Trick's going to be fully. We get the idea
on the main roster.
Right.
On the main roster too. Yeah.
Right.
I like Booker T going every time whoop that Trick. But like I like Booker T commentating on the
So I was listening. This came up because I was listening to Trick's theme.
Mm-hmm.
There are versions, which is a great theme.
That's a great theme.
There are versions on YouTube that specifically have the Booker T ad libs and the crowd chanting.
There's like with Cody Rhodes too. There's one of like adding on YouTube where they had the whoa and one for the pyro and one for everything. Yeah. It's great. I love YouTube. It really is for themes, though. It's hilarious.
Oh, it's awesome.
We haven't heard this guy in a while. Billy Gren, what's up, brother? Billy, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for commenting. Tom Scavetta. It's
been a while.
Woo! And he has I'll get to Brian's comment in a second, but Tom, here's Rose McIntyre tying a ladies' battle royal chamber. So I wait for tonight's drama. Popcorn's ready. Let's go. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. Raw's packing tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
Rose versus McIntyre to kick off. I don't know. Listen, Adam Pearce. Listen, I have my doubts about it. I'm not going to lie. You know I said that. But like I think he's better as the heel. But it's been like, you know, he's been doing really well as the GM spot. I also thank Nick Aldis for that, too, for making it work.
Yes.
It's been a while, Billy. Hope you're not here just for the short time for the long haul. And I'm glad things are wonderful for you. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this, Mike? Tiffany will have a better career than Liv. I take over Liv now, to be honest.
Well.
Well.
Well. Dabe.
Dabe. Tommy Dreamer killing it in TNA right now.
He really is. At the age of like 56.
Didn't know that he killed this. As like authority figure, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to take... I don't doubt that Tiffany's probably going to have a more decorated career than Liv. Obviously, I'd take Liv over most.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a personal preference. But yeah, I think Tiffany... I'm surprised that Tiffany is in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So well, soon.
Yeah, we
but good for her. I mean,
I said there's a good shot she might be. I kind of had a maybe she would have been, but yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
By all accounts, she wasn't planned to be.
Yeah.
Because they, as far as I read, they fast tracked her call up.
Yeah,
she was targeted for a post Mania call up, but she did so well in the Rumble.
Yeah, that's we thought it was gonna be a post Mania call up too. I'm like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. Good for her, though. I mean, she's been killing it.
And Billy, we'll get to your comment in a second, but you said this. Always here for you in the long haul. Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it. Any predictions for tonight? Battle Royal. Because originally Shotzi was going to be in it, right? That was going to be the last person. Then she got hurt, injury. I believe, I forgot what match was it she got hurt in. Was it a taping of something? I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was like the SmackDown taping she got hurt.
It's a legit injury, so she'll be out. So they're going to do a Raw. Who's the announced? Like, is it all the losers from the match? Maybe it's anybody on the female roster,
right? I think the substitute is Chelsea Green.
Like for the Battle Royal?
For the Battle Royal, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Shotzi was the last person in the chamber, and then she's hurt, so they had to determine the last person in a Battle Royal.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot Shotzi was already in it. Yeah.
So Chelsea Green is added to the bet. I have a weird feeling they might add Chelsea Green to be the winner.
Ooh.
Right?
The way they've been building her up, yeah.
And the NXT tamers, I knew it was like a taping of something. So NXT taping of Valkyria.
I thought she got a title shot. It was going to be a title match.
Yeah. So.
And I guess she gets hurt in it.
First be recovery too. What happened?
Interesting potential entrant into this battle royal.
Hmm.
About 3 minutes ago, Miss Cross tweeted out that she's at Raw.
Nikki Cross?
Yeah.
In the backstage area,
she's like, guess where I am tonight?
She could be a good part in the chamber, right? She'd be really good in it.
Make her crazy.
If Zoe Stark is in it, I think she should win.
You know, I'm so... It feels so lukewarm with Zoe.
Yeah, like, I want her to do well. Like, I do. I still want everybody to do well, obviously, but it's like, I don't know. Like, now it's like, I feel like she has her shots, but it's like, not clicking, you know?
Well, yeah, some weeks it feels like she's like, she could be women's champion, and then other weeks it feels like she's close to getting released.
Yeah.
So I'm like...
I think they're going to wait for Cargill till after Mania to give her, like, the big-time push. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're letting her build up.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind if she's in the chamber, but I think they're kind of doing it now where they're taking her time with it. Like, she was surprised in the Royal Rumble. She did really well. I think they're kind of slowly, I think after Mania, that's one of my predictions, we're going to see her being fast-tracked to the title picture, I would say. After Mania. Not winning it, but now you're going to see her more and more.
In the talk, yeah.
Yeah.
So, right now, the Battle Royal is the losers. It's Shayna, Meechan, Alba Fire, Zelina, and Zoe Stark.
That's what I figured. Baszler could be an option too. She had the record, I think, right, for the most eliminations in a single chamber, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And she made all five when she was in. I feel like she could be a favorite to be in it too. No, Cargo maybe might be in the battle. I don't know if they're going to put her in right now. She's getting very popular with the fans.
She is.
Selena Vega. I wouldn't mind her. Remember, she used to be just a manager. She's doing really well in the ring as well.
She's very good.
Yeah. I thought they would do Cargill and Mayor because Charlotte's getting hurt, left Bianca with no. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I think more than likely, I don't mind if she's at Mania, but I feel like they're going to wait till after Mania to have her like in a full-fledged program of some sort.
She may get a Mania. Well, like if it's Bianca, I don't know if she gets the Mania win.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. I'm saying that's why I'm waiting until after for her, you know?
If it's her and Bianca, I honestly think it would make sense, and I normally don't say this, like some sort of no contest.
Mm-hmm.
Like a double count out, or they pin each other, or things, something like that.
Could do something along the lines.
You really don't want to lose momentum with either of them.
Yeah, you don't want to do. Yeah, that's why I'm saying waiting until after Mania.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I would do. I would do that too. I would wait until after Mania, and then.
So it ties into what Mania talked to, by the way, and Heel Rock is awesome. This is what Billy's comment from before. Heel Rock is awesome. Pretty sure he is turning on Roman at Mania. So now we'll get to it. Hollywood Rock is back. Yes. The Rock joins the Bloodline officially. What did you think of the promo? Because I saw on TikTok a lot of people loved it, but a lot of people didn't like it. A lot of wrestling fans felt it was very generic and very like scripted. A lot of people don't like this like Rock now because like you feel like he just forced himself into this. An already good program, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah, I know a lot of people aren't happy. I think he knows that, and I think he's feeding into that by being so generic.
Yeah.
Because you look at current heels in the business where we all know that it's scripted and, what? You know. Yeah, it's not real anymore, damn it.
What? What? Come on, you're funny. Come on, you're funny. That's hilarious.
That's a joke. That man really is an undead Undertaker.
Well, this is Billy is going to comment. We're going to go talk into the whole Triple H versus Rock thing too. Now, I don't think it's going to happen.
He can't.
but he literally can't. But I feel like it wouldn't shock me if you see Triple H in Cody's corner or something like that. You know, something along.
I would not doubt that. Yeah.
And
does Hunter have like a handpicked guy?
He had it for a while, Seth. That was for a while. No, it's long gone now.
That's too far gone. But yeah, I'm just thinking because like Vince had obviously Theory. Like everybody knew. There's no one really left. I was trying to think of like someone to put up against Roman that would be a handpicked guy.
Well, I guess it's Cody. I guess it's Cody. Did you hear about the deal apparently with AEW they're doing? They would possibly allow Dustin to be at the WrestleMania with Cody for the story for the match, involved in some way. And in return, AEW gets some of the WCW rights to Sting as the promoter's final match, like the rights of like his video.
That's, you know what? That's fair.
That's a good deal.
I think that's fair. That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. I think this is the first that we've seen like back in the day. When Ric Flair was signed with TNA, he was part of TNA. He went to, I forgot where he had it. I think he went somewhere for WrestleMania. I forgot which match it was at the time. And in return, Christian returned to TNA for one night.
So yeah, like, exactly. I remember that.
Now I think this is a good deal. If this like actually comes through and everything, I think that's perfect for both. I think it's a fair deal.
It's something that both of them can benefit from that. They both really need. I mean, yeah. It's hard to, from a WWE point of view, just Dustin being in the crowd, like
yeah, he doesn't need to be in the match
or whatever.
He doesn't need to be in the match. He can be on his corner, you know.
Right, just being there, I think, makes the story all more important as we assume that he's winning.
Yeah.
I
do want to come up the Goldust to see him one time, just one time. I just want the Goldust to see him one time. You know, it's not gonna happen. I want to see it one time.
I want him to do this.
Yeah, that's
thing to like Paul. Yeah, do it to Heyman.
Oh, it would be it's Paul. You just look around so confused.
And then from an AEW perspective, it really does. It's difficult to book or to promote Sting's last ever match without a vast chunk of any media.
A very good chunk of his career. Because we know TNA is going to give his, I think they're going to have his.
If he doesn't own them already, I don't know if he owns his TNA rights or not.
Yeah.
But still.
So we'll get back to the promo. There's a lot of people commenting on the promo, and I appreciate it, too. And Dan said the same thing. I like how The Rock pointed up the L. That was very weird. I don't know if it means a little shadow of something, too. And Brian says here, the promo was perfect. The promo was to introduce us to a heel character and drop a little seeds of the story, and that's that goes for it. Yeah, I get that, too. So it's like, I want to see another week with it, you know?
Yeah, that and my thing with it being so generic, I understand people want the normal Rock promos. He knows what he's doing. He literally stripped away everything the fans wanted. That's why he stopped doing the What the Rock is Cooking thing to tell them, you've lost your sing along with the Rock privilege.
No, this is what the heel Rock is. Yeah, that's fine. And I guess some people are saying that, but it's just one promo. I think we got to give it another week or so too, you know.
Plus it's the Rock. I trust that he's going to
it's true.
It's gonna be good.
And they made the comments where I push you into authority, and it doesn't matter where you sit at the table. And I said, yeah, no, I loved all of that, by the way.
Yeah.
And then pointing out, like, it was a good promo, and I don't think people didn't like it, but like, you know, you gotta give it a week, people. You know, like give it some time, right?
What's that? I don't think this is a long term thing.
Well, you know what, he'll probably would Rock.
Rock is a part of the Bloodline.
Do you think he's going to turn him at Mania?
Yeah.
Really? You think they're going to do that?
Well, I think Rock does. The thing with Rock is he doesn't really have a lot of time.
That's true.
Given his usual schedule. I mean, I know he's probably... He's got like five movies. Right. I know he probably specifically planned all this and was, you know, opened up a section of his schedule to be able to do this more often. Yeah. But after Mania, I don't know what else he's got going on. Plus football. I think that...
Well, the UFL is starting up now, by the way.
Yeah.
Or like so around this time.
Yeah, so he's going to be busy doing promotions for that.
And he's
also,
because he's like the head of it. Yeah. Well, him and Danny Garcia, but still.
His ex-wife, yes.
Yeah, his ex. Yeah, that, but
that's
a whole other story. It works. I'm not gonna like saying that. We don't talk about that stuff on the show. We talk strictly wrestling and some football stuff too.
And some
Ravens
basketball.
Back next year. Seeds of Nation of Dicks are back, baby. Yes, Seeds of Nation of Domination. I got a little bit of sprinkled that, by the way. I wanted the Rock's outfit from when he joined the Nation of Domination. That's what I want that outfit to come back for one night. Listen, it's Hollywood Rock. What do you expect? I want a Rock concert, though. If I don't get a Rock concert,
oh yeah,
I want that. I don't know if it works though with Roman now in the Bloodline. You know,
like maybe he's over here playing a harmonica.
I want the day to see Paul Heyman play the accordion.
Yes,
I'm just picturing. I'm picturing Paul Heyman playing the accordion now. Yeah, I don't know why. I just am. So Rock and Roman, they probably will too. That's a possibility. Because they're both like the main eventers and everything too. Like there's a possibility that could happen.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of what Billy said.
With the wire, we don't know what Cody and Rock talked about this.
When they were in each other's ear.
Could be all part of their plan. That's what I call Mike long-term storytelling.
Oh, how we missed this.
Hollywood. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yes. That was a good theme too. Well, Rock had a lot of
his cooking.
They had a lot of good themes, by the way. Rock has always had some good ones.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, other than his first one, like the Rocky Maivia one.
We don't talk about
the
Rocky
generic Maivia. The generic baby face music.
But that was such a weird character. Yeah, did they really thought that was gonna work?
He had a Jerry curl.
Rocky sucks. Die Rocky, die. Rants were harsh though. Imagine if he came out like that today. Like the hyped of son of Dwayne Johnson or Rocky Johnson. Dwayne Johnson, the son of Rocky Johnson. That's his thing.
With Samoan blood running through his veins.
So bad. So weird. By the way, fun fact, Goldust was in his first match too, by the way.
Yes, he was.
Man.
It was Madison Square Garden, wasn't it?
MSG. Rocky sucks. Yeah,
Die, Rocky, die.
Maryland pumping 30 minutes till Raw. Yeah, Raw is going to be very good. So I definitely want to check that out. Oh, and Billy has some awesome news. Definitely want to hear that as well, too. They thought a giant turkey would work. I'm sure they could cook the Rock. Yeah, they thought they would cook. Yeah, they had the gobbledygooker.
Yeah. I don't even remember. I don't remember. Who was it? Who was the gobbledygooker? I don't even remember.
I don't remember. I just thought it was Chavo Guerrero, but no, he was the Swagger Soaring Eagle. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember Jack Swagger had the Soaring Eagle? Who was the gobbledygooker? Wasn't it Conan?
Oh, it might have been.
Oh, no, Conan was Max Moon.
Yes, Conan was Max Moon. All right, who was
it? Does not fit Conan as well, too. If you look at Conan and like saw his stuff and I show his TNA stuff and I tell you, yeah, he was Max Moon in WWE.
Oh, it was.
It was Conan?
No, it was Hector Guerrero.
It was a Guerrero.
It was Hector Guerrero when he showed the first two times he showed up in 90, which was at Survivor Series, and 01. Then it was Boogeyman in 08, Maurice in 09, Woods wore it in 15, Jay wore it in 15, and Drew Gulak wore it in 17 and 20.
Because Enzo Amore called him Gabba Gulak. I thought it was the funniest.
Gabba Gulak.
So stupid.
Gobbledygook.
Ah, shout out to him in the very first Mania tickets for night two. That, you let us know that. That is a lot of fun, Bill. That's awesome. That is some awesome.
That's
stuff.
Awesome.
But when it gets closer to Mania, we'll get to that. But right now, let's talk about the Elimination Chamber. Good old fashioned chamber. Now, Mike, we've got a couple of matches. Only four matches announced, but it's going to be a lot of interesting stories, right? Everyone give your comments about your predictions, too.
They have to finish the stories.
Now there's four matches. Again, card subject to change. We'll get to the first two regular matches first. The first one here, Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship, The Judgment Day versus New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. By the way.
Yeah, they got a new name.
I love that. I like the name and I like this team. I'm glad they're back together.
Me too. I'm glad he's Pete Dunne. Yeah. Thank God. Thank you.
They were together in NXT for a little bit, right? Or no, it was him and Trent Seven. Pete Dunne was like the out.
No. So they at one together. Point they came into NXT UK together.
That's what it was.
As
British Strong as Style.
British Strong Style.
That's right.
Then
okay.
then Dunne turned heel.
Yeah, because at the first when they unveiled the NXT UK Championship, he attacked everybody. Yeah. Made him like the heel guy, which was like perfect.
Yeah, and then that's when they became Mustache Mountain.
Yes, and again, who ran that whole thing? Triple H. Again,
Triple H.
You're saying? Wow, well, interesting. But they had a good match against DIY. Like they are a very good. Well, we already knew that though. They were gonna have a good tag team together. Are they gonna beat the Judgment Day though for the titles? Like I don't know what you're gonna. I want them to, but I don't think they're.
I want them to, but I don't think they're gonna.
When are they gonna drop the title Judgment Day? Like that's the thing. Like if you think it's to who though? To New Catch Republic?
At this point, no. At this point, maybe DIY. I'd love it to be DIY.
How about R-Truth and a mystery opponent? Awesome Truth. Are you going to do something like that? I like this R-Truth Judgment Day storyline.
Me too. It feels like that's where it should go, that like Awesome Truth should win it, but that's... I know they used to be a tag team. I feel like we're running out of time to put them together as a tag team again.
Yeah, like... They never won a title together, though, right? They never did.
I don't think so. They never did.
Miz had a lot of tag team title reigns for different wrestlers. But I would probably say, you know what? That's my prediction. Judgment Day wins, and next in line will be R-Truth and a mystery opponent. It'll be Awesome Truth. Maybe at Mania. That'd be something, right?
That'd be cool.
And when the hell is Damian Priest going to have to cash in his friggin' briefcase?
I don't think he has it.
No, but like just make it do something already. I'm waiting for it.
Well, yeah, do something with it. Yeah, I mean, he's got till July, but
that's true. He does have until July too. But maybe R-Truth cost Judgment Day because he cost Dom Mysterio the Chamber match, right? Cost some other matches here and there. Maybe he cost them the belts. Maybe he makes an appearance at Elimination Chamber, right? Maybe they'll have a blow off match like Priest versus Truth at Mania, but like, is that a Mania match? You know, like, I don't know.
Sorry, I just keep remembering talking about how Priest has till July.
Yeah.
Just keep remembering Brock.
Oh, I have a year?
I have a year. I thought you knew. I didn't know.
That was like the era of funny Brock Lesnar and then Cowboy Brock. Well, now Brock, we can't. You know, he got removed from the WrestleMania 2K24 cover. They replaced with John Cena.
Yep.
I didn't realize
Cena wasn't on there before.
I think he was, but he was on the corner. Now he's like bigger. Like he blew him up, you know?
Okay.
And, but like now it's like, well, now we can't. Now the we can't mention him.
No, vacant, we can't. No.
Vacant two-time Royal Rumble winner in 2003 and 2022. He won it. He shouldn't have won that one, too. I got a whole thought about the 2022 Royal Rumble. We got to talk about him and Ronda Rousey won. That was a good year of wrestling, everybody.
Now, which of them is still in the company?
Neither.
Oh, good. How many years has it been? Two?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good time.
Good.
No, good. That's such good.
Well, if Ronda didn't win, you know who was going to win, right?
Charlotte Flair. I rewatched the clip 2 nights ago, by the way, of the... what should we need? Charlotte Flair. And I'm like, this is really, really, really... But you're Becky, you're suspended. And it's right around Mania, so now we need a replacement. And what better than... Charlotte Flair! So bad. So bad. Now, the Women's World Championship. Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax. There's no shot that Nia wins.
No. Please, okay. For the love of everything holy, please.
Yeah, we're not like, there's no
don't
shot,
do it.
Right? We don't think it's not now, right? No.
Not especially in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're not going to, hold on, let me get to it.
No.
Yeah, like, that's not going to happen, right?
No. That's going too far.
That will be going too far.
No. That's going too far. No.
In all seriousness, she has to go into Mania as champion. I don't care. Yeah. I really don't care who she was facing in Australia before Mania.
She's going to have a huge pop. She's going to have a huge pop.
Yeah. She's going to be the face.
Yeah. It's going to be very weird. She's going to be the. How long has she been champion for?
A year, right?
Did she win at Mania? Or did she win at SummerSlam? No, she won it at Mania. Because it was the SmackDown Women's Championship, then it got changed to the Women's World Championship. Yeah. If I'm not, if she, Right?
Where are you?
Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair.
Da, 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 da. She has a good theme, by the way, too. Someone throw it out there. Charlotte Flair's theme is actually pretty good.
It is. Right. Bang, bang, bang. When did she win it? When did you win it? When did you win it? Rumble.
When did you win the? When did you win
challenge? When did you win this?
When did you win the title?
Mania. Oh. Mania.
So let wow. So a year, Jennifer. A year. I didn't know.
I have a year. I thought you knew. I didn't know. How didn't you know?
So she's got to win. I mean, like, there's no hell would freeze over before Rhea Ripley drops the Women's World Championship. And then again, CM Punk came back to WWE, so I could be wrong to anything. So
anything
never,
can happen in the WWE.
All right, so let's get to the women's chamber match too. So Tom has some predictions for it too. Says he has Becky and Orton winning the chamber, and Tom has a little bit of a take. Liv Morgan will last the longest in the match. Bold prediction. She'll probably Tom would say it should be either one or two, like the first two in there. If it'd be long, it'd be the final elimination too. So here's in it right now. Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and the Battle Royal winner, potentially. We don't know who it is. I think we had our do you remember who the Battle Royal ones were in again?
So it's Shayna, it's Hana. Selena, Alba Fire, Meechin, and Chelsea Green.
I have a weird feeling they're gonna have put Chelsea Green in there. I don't know why. I don't think she's gonna win though.
Zoe Stark is also in it.
So I have a bold. I have a weird feeling they're gonna put Chelsea Green's gonna win the Battle Royal and she's gonna be in the Chamber match. Now I don't think she's gonna win. We'll want to do a top two because the winner will face Rhea Ripley at the at WrestleMania because we know it's definitely not gonna be Nia Jax. And if it's Nia Jax, then I've lost faith in Triple H.
All is lost.
All is lost in the world. Top. So. Ooh. Top two, I feel like Becky's the generic easy choice. I'll say she's my number two choice. Okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, Liv Morgan? There's people commenting Liv. Maybe Bianca, maybe. You know, Bianca versus Rhea will be a very good match too.
Yeah. The two easiest ones are Becky and Bianca.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd like Liv.
Yeah.
I definitely think she'll last the longest in the match because that seems to be what they're doing with her character is like she just keeps
going,
taking punishment,
keeps
going, and she's insane. She starts laughing.
Yeah.
Just make her Harley Quinn, please.
It'd be easier. Life would be easier, right?
Life would be so much easier.
Daniel says, we'll get to the men's one, but he says Becky. So then Billy says, Naomi will join the bloodline.
I want her to.
That'd be really perfect for her, I would say.
Well, Jimmy's already in it, though.
And Liv Morgan has the win and finally gets revenge on Rhea. Maybe I'll go Liv 1. Becky's my backup option, you know?
Yeah, I think I agree.
Because it kind of, what would go good with, Mania? Like, well, then again, Triple H is not like Vince. He's going to go for what's, like, the best, no matter what the situation is, you know? Like, the best worker. It's a different time now. I'm factoring in now a different time.
The other question is, after the arrest, do they give Liv a big Mania match off the bat?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too. Remind the people what it was again, too. Like, it was how long?
The arrest?
Yeah, like, was it?
Drugs.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, so.
In the car.
How long ago was that? It was recent, right?
Yeah, that was in.
I forgot.
October, November.
Yeah, I forgot about that too. Until you mentioned it, and I'm like, yeah.
She was hurt anyway. She was coming back from injury anyway. But
yeah, everything was dropped. So, like, you know, I think with that case, I feel like just is not Vince. I'm still have the Vince mind in my head of like, you know, I feel like he would if it was Vince, she wouldn't even be in this chamber match. You know what I mean?
She wouldn't have been in the Rumble.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I'm factoring in now. Like, it's different time now. I'm going to stick with Liv as the pick. Becky Lynch is a good backup because, you know, Becky Lynch is going to give you a good match against Rhea Ripley, you know?
Yeah. And I'm sure if we had to pick a third, I'm sure it's Bianca for both of us.
Yeah. Like, Stratton, I think, is going to have a good moment there. Naomi will have her moments, too. And I think whoever wins the Battle Royal, like, my pick's Chelsea Green. They're all going to have – it's going to be a good chamber match, I would say, the women's one.
Yes.
But you know what it was, though? All qualifying matches, too, which is good.
Do enjoy yourself qualifying.
That's what I want that. And we had it for the men's, too. Not just one, two. We had all six members had to qualify.
Yep.
That's all. I don't need, like, a qualifying match for the qualifying match. regular qualifying
match. No, you're not asking for a qualifying tournament.
Yeah, I need like a qualifying match. It's fine. Is that so much? So we got the men's one now, too. Winner faces Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Wow, geez, 40. I almost said the 40, right? Wow. 40. I just completely said, well, I'm like 40. You wonder why I saw the X and I thought 41 for a second. I don't know why, but I thought the L is 50 and the X is. Listen, people, know your Roman numerals. Don't be like me. Stay in school. You got Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton versus Bobby Lashley versus L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Versus Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul. And I think in our predictions, we had Drew. Well, Drew was already in when we did that.
Yep.
We had, I think Orton and Drew were the ones that were already in.
Orton and Drew were already in.
We said Bobby.
Bobby.
I said they were going to put, I said LA Knight. I thought they're going to throw him in there.
Yep.
I think I didn't say Logan Paul. You thought Dom Mysterio was going to get a shot in there, right? Or no, I did.
Yeah, but then we talked about it and we're like, oh, wait, they're going to use part of the chamber to set up the U.S. title match at Mania.
So that's going to happen.
Between Owens and Paul, yeah.
You know,
essentially take those two, section them off. They're there to win the match. They're there to face each other.
Owens is going to have a crazy spot in it, though, I feel like.
Oh, he'll click cannonball off a pot or something.
Yeah. And listen, Logan Paul, man, going from the Rumble, having a match at Saudi, going to the Elimination Chamber. Listen, who knew? Honestly, a YouTuber now. But again, I give him credit because he's actually doing the work in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can hate the man all you want, which I'm not the biggest fan of outside the ring. But in the ring, I respect him because he's actually, like, being a part of the business. So that's why I respect
that. Yeah, and what impresses me a lot, too, is that you listen to his interviews on Impulsive with, like, wrestlers.
Yeah.
Or Triple H and things like that. And he's genuinely curious on like moments and how they worked, and
yeah, like he
seems
like,
to be trying to learn.
Yeah, and even like when he doesn't have a restaurant, I hear like clips where like he's actually like generally like asking questions and being like, "Dude, like this is like he gives everybody so much props, like no matter what, like he's like this is like he's very it's like with Bad Bunny, like they're very like into it. That's what I like. That's what I want. Like I don't mind celebrities being in it, like if they actually want to be a part of it, you know.
Like if they're doing the work. Yeah, they're doing the work.
I think that's why he probably gets respect in the locker room, because he's not like just some guy that just showed up and like, all right, title shot, you know, like other celebrities.
Minimum, he was not only was it a cool moment for the Royal Rumble, he was willing to take that spot with Ricochet.
Yeah, I think he suggested that.
Yeah,
right. I'm pretty sure he's like, you want to do this?
Of course, it's Ricochet, so he's like,
Ricochet's like, yeah, like wow, you thought that I was going to say something, but I didn't think you'd do it. But yeah, let's do it. Like, no,
let's do it. Yeah,
that's cool. So the Rumble, I mean, it's for the Chamber. So now we're saying, so Owens and Paul, they're not going to win, right? We have a feeling it's going
to be. No, they're there to face each other. It's essentially a one-on-one match for them.
Yeah, like, literally. So between these four versus Rollins, I know the favorite's Drew.
It's Drew.
I know, but I want Orton.
I want Orton, too, but they're not going to, at this point, with how Orton's story is going, it's not.
Yeah, they're going to wait.
They're not going to put him with Seth. They're going to wait. And
they're going to wait. Yeah, the other ones. I mean, yeah, because I mean, Bobby Lashley and Seth will be a good match too. It's going to be Drew and Seth. I feel like they're going to have to. It's going to be Drew. Damn.
The way they're building it up on Raw, it has to be Drew.
It has to be. Yeah, Drew has.
That's got to be Drew.
Dude, what do you think of the heel Drew though?
It's interesting because this is a different style heel Drew.
This is not like the heel.
This is kind of like a gray area Drew, where I'm only bad because you people made me.
Yeah, like he's like with CM Punk too. Don't skip arm day. I'm like master trolling. By the way, he said this is.
I can't wait for Punk Drew when Punk comes back.
Oh, it's gonna be really good though too. I think definitely. Oh man, I wish Punk was in this chamber.
Punk was going to Mania.
I know. This could be something. I don't know.
You think he's coming back? You think?
No. But the little part of me, like 2%, is like, maybe, please come back.
Maybe if the triceps is feeling good on like Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, maybe Mick comes in for one punch, one go to sleep, one. That's it. Just one little thing. So this might be right, so the men's might have been a little bit easier because Drew, but I really want Orton to win.
Drew's the only one that makes. I mean, it's going to be a good match, but Drew's really the one that makes the most glaring sense.
Who's the backup option if we have one on here?
Knight.
Really? Not even Orton.
No, because I really think they're going to keep him on the Roman path.
Not even okay.
Or on the Bloodline path. I think Because I think what the way they've built it is I think Roman can lose the title at Mania to Cody and still face Randy.
Yeah.
Because Randy said he came back for the bloodline, not necessarily the title.
Yeah. And he could still get the title another time down the line.
Right. Well, I mean, he said outside of it that he thinks he can hold it a couple more times.
Yeah. He probably could because it's Randy Orton.
You're gonna tell him no. I have no doubt.
You're going to tell him no?
No. Hunter, are you? You're the one that got mad at him the first time he won it.
No.
you had to Baptista drop him.
Don't wish that upon Drew. I don't wish that upon anybody.
No.
I think he's joking.
Don't send him there.
Don't send him. Don't send anybody to AEW. I don't want the AEW fanboys to come after me though.
They already haven't. It's not that they don't have good wrestling. It's that they have too much.
Too much wrestling, too much fun. So now Chamber's done, right, Mike? You want to do our top tens? We had a couple of tent counts cutting it up, as they say. We have dueling top 10 lists, by the way. Mine is people you forgot were in the Elimination Chamber, and Mike's is winners that made the least sense in the chamber. Yeah. So I went to the vault. There was a lot of people that you were like my list is like, I'm going to tell you them, and you're going to be like, huh? You're going to be, huh? They were in the chamber. Oh, yeah, they were in the chamber. So it's going to be like that. Like, it's a, huh? They're in the chamber. A couple of 10 counts, cutting it up in yours. Winners make the least sense to you. How do you want to do? You want to go back and forth and be confused people, or do you want to just do one and one? You pick the choice here.
I would say one and one just to keep people on.
You don't want to confuse people like me?
Task, no.
You know, this is chaos here. I like to do chaos. We do chaos things here, too.
Yeah.
Luckily here, I want to see Cody versus Seth the Chamber or Mania. Cody winning and going into Mania and him beating Roman to become unified champ. Hey, you know what? I know Seth's out. I would wait for that. I don't want to
unify the titles, though.
Yeah, I don't want to unify the titles again. I don't want
to
do
not when everything seems to be trending towards two separate brands.
Yeah,
completely separate.
Well, side note, do you think the World Heavyweight Championship has been a flop in its first full year so far?
I would have liked at least one other. One title change.
That and I would
have liked Seth to not hold it the whole time. I don't mind if he gets it back.
Yeah,
but
I'd say I don't like how Roman buried the title.
Well, that doesn't help either.
Yeah, I would say that. I wouldn't say it's a, because some people were saying, is it a flop?
It's not a flop. It is not as strong at this time, at this point of the year as it should be.
Yeah. I would say if Seth retains it, then it might be in the conversation of being a flop too.
So assuming that we're right and it's Drew Seth at Mania, Drew has to win.
Yeah, 100%.
Drew has to win. Seth can take some time to fix his knee.
Yeah, please do.
Punk can come back and face Drew, which that's what it feels like this is setting up for.
It's setting up for
Drew wins at Mania, Seth takes some time off. Meanwhile, Punk comes back during the summer and faces Drew.
At SummerSlam?
Maybe at SummerSlam, yeah.
Ooh, that'd be cool. The biggest part of the Summer of Punk will be back.
Yes, Summer of Punk.
So a couple of 10 counts. Do you want to go first, Mike, or you want me to go first?
I can go first.
You go first. So Mike says winners that made the least sense, Mike.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
I also have who I would have winning. Winning instead.
Okay.
Just for context.
Okay. So Mike's list of wrestlers winners that made the least sense. Number 10, Mike.
Number 10. Shayna Baszler, Raw Women's title shot in 2020. Which I believe was the one she eliminated all five people.
She eliminated. She hit the record for winning, for literally clearing a house. Okay.
It just didn't feel because
at that time it wasn't like it was died off, the Shayna Baszler character. This was right after her NXT call up. Then it would have been perfect. But I think too little too late, as they would say, right?
Exactly. I would have, from that match, I would have had Asuka winning.
Yeah. I think we had Asuka at the time too, winning that one. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Okay. Number nine.
Roman Reigns, Universal title shot 2018.
Yeah, boy, I didn't think he was
shoving him down our throats.
I didn't think he'd win that one. Not after Braun Strowman eliminated five people at the time, and then Roman would defeat him. That was the one, right? The seven-man chamber?
I believe that's the one, yeah. I wouldn't even had Braun win, although Braun would have had a good option. I had Seth winning.
Okay, that's fair. I would have had Braun or Seth that would have said at the time.
Yeah.
Number eight. Number eight.
The Miz and John Morrison for the tag titles in 2020.
I forgot they had one at that time. Yep. My goodness.
Yep. Usos.
Yeah. Usos. I don't think
New Day and Usos were in that match. I would have picked one of them.
Was that the Otis one too? That Otis.
Yeah, that was heavy. That was the one Heavy Machinery was in.
I didn't like tag teams in it because it's way too many people.
You know, exactly.
It's a little bit too much for me.
Yeah. Which is why they haven't done it since.
Yeah. Good. Honestly, good call. Well, at the time too, I think, because like the time they didn't have the main champions going on there, so they had to do something for the chamber or something like that. So,
yeah.
All right, number seven, Mike. Number seven of wrestlers that made the least sense winning the chamber.
Number seven, the beginning of a kind of trend you'll see slightly in these. Daniel Bryan for an immediate Universal title shot in 2021.
Yeah, I didn't get that one at the time. It wasn't even at Mania. It was like right at the, like, immediately after.
Yeah, they literally lifted the chamber up. Roman came out and they wrestled. And Roman beat him by TKO in a minute and a half.
Yeah, that was the story. That was like the ad for the match, right? Like immediately followed. Yeah, that's what it was.
There will be a Universal Championship match immediately followed.
I remember we talked about it. We were like, this isn't going to end. Like, we thought like it'd be some random one winning the chamber. We didn't think it'd be Daniel Bryan. We thought like it'd be somebody else because of that.
It's somebody for Roman to squash real quick to be on the show and to assert his dominance. But
and to also get someone to get a chamber win to say, hey, look, I won an elimination chamber. You know, something like that. Okay.
Looking at the participants of that.
Yeah. Well, who was in that
Jay.
One? Yes, was
Jay.
Yes.
Jay was in that one.
Wasn't Cesaro in that one too?
He might have been.
I think I said at the time, I remember saying Cesaro because he's not going to win, but hey, put him in a match because he has the cardio to do it.
So, yeah, it was. It was Bryan, Cesaro, Jay, KO, King Corbin, and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that was a good chamber, too, actually. That was a pretty good chamber. What are we on now? Number six?
Yep.
Number six, Mike. Number six.
Brock Lesnar, WWE title 2022.
The only thing that was good about it was the Pat McAfee where he goes, Saudi Arabia, get on a jet plane. What? WWE champion. What? On the way back. What? Like, that was the only funny thing from the whole thing.
Exactly.
And it wasn't even in the chamber. It was not
people
even
may
the
not
chamber.
Remember he had just lost the title to Bobby at the Rumble.
Yeah.
And then he won it back. So yeah.
And
I would have had Bobby winning.
But Bobby wasn't even because he wasn't medically cleared to compete because he was concussed.
Right.
Yeah. That was so bad.
Yeah, I would have had Bobby winning.
That was the end of like the whole Vince McMahon run too. I'm like, this is what the hell is he doing here? Okay. Number five, Mike, number five.
Number five, Daniel Bryan, WWE title 2019. The new Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I get that. But also what we got after that, I understand. The Kofi Mania thing. I get
right. But someone in that match, I have a better Kofi Mania.
Okay.
We can still do Kofi Mania. Randy Orton. Haven't beat Randy for it.
That would have been really cool. It's actually been a little bit
better. After the whole history with them.
Yeah, stupid, that could have worked too. Thing, yeah.
I would have had Randy do it.
Okay. That's not a bad choice. I didn't even think of that. Okay. Number four, Mike. Number four.
Okay. The next two kind of go together.
So number four and three.
So, yeah, number four is Triple H, WWE title 2009.
I don't even remember who was in that chain. Oh, was that the Jeff Hardy one?
I think.
No, or was that the year before?
Hold on, 2009. So it was Triple H, Edge, Big Show, Jeff Hardy, Taker, and Kozlov. That's the one where, no, that's not the one where Taker lit on fire.
No, I remember the one where Undertaker literally caught on fire and they had to douse with water. He was like, and he did not. I didn't know that until after because he literally stood still. Like, that's like, he's badass. Like,
yeah. So, I would have had Edge win that and retain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Number three, Mike.
Number three, Edge, World Heavyweight Title 2009.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second. Didn't he attack Kofi? That was the one where he attacked Kofi. Right?
It's the one where he lost the title, then attacked Kofi and locked himself in the pod, so he was in the match.
Yeah, I guess that was the ultimate opportunist, as one would say.
Yes.
So
I found that to just be stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid. Just have him just stupid.
Yeah.
So just have him retain.
Yeah.
And so for I would have had Edge retain in the WWE title one, have Cena win the World Heavyweight title one.
LOL, Cena wins.
Exactly.
Number two, Mike.
Number two. Ryback, vacant Intercontinental title in 2015.
God, what a bad... That was such a bad chamber, dude. That was so bad. Reminder, that chamber took a year off after that. Yep. You remember that, right? That was the last chamber for the year, and then Bray Wyatt the following year had the chamber won it. They took a year off because apparently that was that bad. They had no champions because Brock was champion, I think.
Yeah.
And like they had
it would have been 2016.
Wasn't that
year off?
Wasn't that also like the chamber, the Mark Henry pod opened and they didn't know what to do? And you hear Dolph calling the match while it's happening. Like that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good number one. I figured that'd be on that list. So I was waiting for it to make an appearance.
Yeah, I would have had King Barrett win that because do something with King Barrett.
Yeah, that was such a good. That was good. That was good. All right, that's a good. That's a good number. Good number one and a good top ten. All right, Mike, you ready for my top ten?
Hold on.
Wait, my apologies. I'm out of breath. I'm out of energy today. Go ahead, Mike. Number one.
Hold on,
you're number one. Winners. That should have been number one. The Ryback one, in my opinion. Winners who made the least sense. Mike, you're number one.
Jack Swagger, World Heavyweight Title Shot 2013.
I stand corrected. That was number one. I completely forgot that he won the match.
Why?
Yeah. You want to know that's how bad it is. I skipped it because I completely forgot about it. That's a good number one.
And the funny part is, this is the one I'd have Daniel Bryan winning.
Yeah.
Because this is right before the Yes Movement, which ends up at WrestleMania. Now, granted, I understand. Well, he won the World Heavyweight title before that, right? Before the...
Yeah, he cashed him on the Big Show.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't hurt.
He was like heel Brian, though. Like he was like a heelish type of thing.
Yes, this was right. This one took place right between Team Hell No's tag title reign and then eventually what ends up becoming the Yes Movement.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you have him, he doesn't have to win the World Heavyweight title match that he gets, but having him win the title shot jump starts the Yes Movement.
Jake Hager, also by the way, thank you, Brian, for this one. Okay. He is the last Lucha Underground champion, by the way.
He was.
God, it's so weird. All right. Now, it's a good top 10. Now, here's mine. Here's the top 10 of people you forgot were in a chamber. And I'm going to say them, and Mike's going to be like, Mike's going to get the reaction of, oh, yeah, they were in a chamber of, huh? They were in a chamber? You got that? Like a huh? Or, oh, yeah. All right, here it is. Number 10, Tamina.
I do not remember that.
Okay, easy one. No, I should have put the years on here too, but they were in a chamber. I remember some of them here, but these are the ones that came in at least one time. Okay. One has two of them. You're going to know which one it is. Number nine of people that you forgot were in a chamber, the one in SummerSlam with Goldberg, Triple H, Randy Orton, Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, and Kevin Nash.
Oh yeah, Nash wasn't that one.
Kevin Nash was in the second ever elimination chamber,
and somehow I believe managed to not tear either quad.
Yeah. Would you say it to his face? No, because he's scared.
No, I can't reach his face.
My number eight. You mentioned Roman Reigns winning before in the seven-man chamber. Now, who was entry number seven in that chamber? Do you remember?
I don't remember. No.
Elias, number eight.
God.
Elias was in an elimination chamber again. That's like, they were in a chamber.
Yeah.
None of these guys fit in a chamber match when you really think about it. None of them do. Same thing for number seven. He was in the ECW one. Test.
He was?
Yeah, he was in the chamber.
Oh, poor Test.
Yeah. RIP, by the way. But remember, Test was in an Elimination Chamber match.
Vince brought him back to be like one of the brand stars.
Yeah, it didn't really work. Like,
well,
now, if the chamber was good back in like the Attitude Era, he'd be perfect for the chamber. I think he was a little bit at like, you know, it's like the Kevin Nash thing. It would have worked the answer, but a little bit later, then I'm not too sure. Also, December chamber pay per view. It was
possibly the worst pay per view.
is it worth work? No, I bet not. Backlash 2018's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, the mate, when everyone left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be. Yeah. That's the worst.
What about Hell in a Cell? What year was it? What year Hell in a Cell was it?
Which one?
The red Hell in a Cell match.
You mean like the one recent one?
The Bray and Seth one.
That one, also Brock Lesnar coming in when Braun cashed in, ending in Noki. A lot of bad ones, by the way, too.
Yeah.
What am I on? Number six.
Yes.
The first and only tag team on here. Do you know what other tag team was in the first ever tag team Elimination Chamber? Like the Prime Time Players, the New Day? Do you want to know what this one is? Los Matadores.
Oh, God.
They were in a chamber match. Did you know that?
They've been through seven gimmicks since.
The Shining Stars. Welcome to Puerto Rico. The Shining Stars of the Caribbean. They had a really good theme, though. That was a really good theme.
Puerto Rico, by the way?
Yeah, I think so.
World Wrestling Council, I think.
I think so. They're working for their dad's promotion.
Yeah.
I believe. They would actually fit well in Latino World Order now with Carlito.
They would too.
By the way, people forget Carlito's back in WWE, which I still kind of forget.
Yes, he is. And he is jacked.
No, he's huge. He's ripped. All right, number five, my favorite wrestler and yours too, and the reason why half the country hates me, the Great Khali was in a chamber match.
Oh, yeah.
He was in two chamber matches.
He was in two?
He was in two chamber matches.
Why?
I'm pretty sure he was in a third one. Yes.
Was he in a Punjabi prison match?
He was actually in one, only one. The second one, he was not medically cleared till the Big Show took over and faced Batista in a Punjabi prison match.
Made no sense because neither man.
Yeah, to get to that. Number four, Mike, of guys you forgot were in Elimination Chamber. He was also in the ECW Dismember to Dismember one. The guy that replaced Sabu, Hardcore Holly.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Is that, yeah, that's right before he's Cody Rhodes' mentor, doesn't it?
Yeah, I forgot. That was a weird terror. That was a weird. Hardcore Holly, good wrestler. I just don't understand the career path. He had a very interesting career path, though. Also, I heard, though, that behind the locker room, that he was like, you know, he was kind of like a bully. I heard that, too.
I've heard that. Yeah. It's kind of sad that the thing he'll be most remembered for is the cut on his back from the table.
Oh, yeah.
Part of bad. The do not try this at home.
Yeah, that was bad. He was around WWE for a while, and he didn't have that many title reigns.
No, he really didn't. He was still kind of there.
And he had a WWE championship match against Brock Lesnar at Royal Rumble 2004. Yeah. Did anybody think he'd win it? No. Didn't anybody think he'd win? No shot.
No.
So... Number three of guys you forgot were in the chamber. Okay. You actually mentioned his name in 2009. It was the Triple H one. Vladimir Kozlov.
Yep, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, when you said Kozlov, damn, he knows one of them. Yeah, Vladimir Kozlov was in one chamber match with the White Trunks.
Oh, God.
It was a weird time. They really pushed Kozlov.
Was he a member of the Apple?
No, he could have not been a member of the Apple.
Was Santino in them?
Yeah, that was a weird... Santino him
with the core?
Him and Santino were tag team champions.
Yeah.
That was a weird. And he had the dance off thing. That was a weird. This is a weird character.
Time. Weird time.
Number two of wrestlers you forgot were in Elimination Chamber, Mike Knox.
Yeah, I figured that one was coming.
Yeah. Oh, you also you knew
in my no, in my scan of winners.
You were like, yeah.
I was like, Knox.
Oh, yeah, Knox.
He'll have that one.
He's going to have that one on there. And number one of wrestlers that you forgot were in the Elimination Chamber. I told Mike this before. One of my favorite themes. Underrated theme. No one talks about it as much, too. But he was in one chamber match with this chamber match was the following people. Batista, Undertaker, The Great Khali, Finlay. Wait, Batista, Undertaker, Khali, Finlay, MVP, and finally, Big Daddy V.
He was?
Yes, he was in that chamber match. And calling all cars, I will say, is one of my favorite themes, and it's a very, very, and it fit him really well. Rest in peace to Nelson Frazier, by the way. Yeah. That was the chamber that everyone was like, it's going to be Batista or Undertaker. There's no shot that
anyone else wins.
We thought everyone was like, MP's going to put on a good performance, but there's no shot. He was the one, he got chokeslammed over the pod. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one where he took the bump, but the first two eliminated was, you guessed it, The Great Khali, and about Big Daddy V, and then The Great Khali. I went back and watched that chamber, and I'm like, God, what a weird time in wrestling. So that's my 10. That's my 10 count. And each ones that
that's
you
very good.
What's the one that was the most shocking to you on this?
Probably thing? Big Daddy V. I'd completely forgotten that he was in that one.
It was a SmackDown ECW chamber.
Oh yeah, back when they did the talent exchange thing.
Yes, yeah. But then the Raw one had all Raw guys, and the ECW one had two ECWs, and I think it was Finlay or Big Daddy V was one. I don't know.
Big Daddy V and Finlay.
Yeah, weird time. Very weird. That was a great call. You want to go back and watch that match?
You know, I think I'll pass.
You know, Batista and Undertaker were the first two. And you want to guess who were the final two in that?
I'm going to guess it was Batista and Undertaker.
Correct. You got it correct. Yeah, wrestling's weird. That wraps it up for this episode. Real good time. A couple of 10 counts. Yes. Cut it off. This is a good episode, right, Mike?
Very good episode.
All right,
amazing,
Mike.
The chamber effect.
Yeah, that's so bad too. What's a random? You know what? I'll just do one more. What's a random? Give me a random elimination chamber from what year? Give me a random chamber.
Give me like one from like 2011.
2011. Oh, okay. So I'll do the elimination chamber 2011. Right, that card.
Yeah.
All right, the card itself. Daniel Bryan defeated Ted DiBiase in a dark match to retain the United States Championship.
Nice.
Alberto Del Rio defeated Kofi Kingston by submission.
Okay.
Edge defeated Rey Mysterio, Kane, Drew McIntyre, Big Show, and Wade Barrett to retain the World Heavyweight Championship in an Elimination Chamber.
Oh, he retires after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Core defeated Santino Marella and Kozlov to win the tag team titles.
Hey!
The Core of Slater and Justin Gabriel.
I swear to God, that turns into the Apple.
Yeah, that's probably around that time. And the Miz defeated Jerry Lawler to retain the WWE Championship in a 12-minute match.
I'm sorry, the Miz beat who now?
Jerry Lawler.
Why?
That wasn't even the main event. You want to know the main event?
Sure.
John Cena defeated CM Punk, John Morrison, King Sheamus, Randy Orton, and R-Truth to win a championship match at WrestleMania. And that's when the Miz and Cena had a match.
Oh, yeah. That's when Miz goes in as champion and wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beat John Cena at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so that's a fun time, Mike. God, what a weird time in wrestling. All right, Mike.
Leather coat Miz.
It's good era. Mohawk Miz, too.
Mohawk Miz, yeah.
All right, Mike. Give your parting words as per usual on this show.
Yes, thank you for watching and listening wherever and whenever you may be. We appreciate your love and support because we are fans who do it for you, the fans, and we love and support you. We appreciate your love and support for us. And if you like what we do, check us out on the other stuff we do. Fonz has Slick Back Kickback Report as well as Fonz Talks jerseys. He's got Fonz Talks jerseys, football jersey things coming out. He's a madman when it comes to statistics on that. A
lot of stats.
And he's got some great content over there. He's been doing a great job, so go check him out.
Thank you.
You have a great week, too.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Christopher. Albert may not be here, but he does have a YouTube channel under the name Grillbert Supreme. A bunch of really great videos that he himself has put together on there. Including a compilation of a comic convention it's amazingly edited and it's really cool to see everything that he filmed. And there is a short film on there in which Fonz has magic powers. Whenever the three of us are able to get together, he says he has plans for Fonz and I that involve pro wrestling. So that's going to be really fun. Yeah. And
we do.
If for some reason you find that you like me, which you have shown that you do, and I
did it too early. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. No, I wanted you to do it before I got the whole thing. Yeah, check me out on Cinco Squad. We got a new episode coming out. Should be coming out on Thursday. We got episode of the rotation went up a few days ago. Talking baseball, the return of baseball. Talking all kinds of sports, having fun. Go back, check out our NFL, our Super Bowl, pre-Super Bowl live show. That was a really fun time.
I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologize. No, it's fine. I mean, technical difficulties happen.
Yeah.
But Fonz was gracious enough and sent us over a video of answering the questions we were going to ask him if he was able to join us. So that is also up on all our pages. Go check out Fonz's thoughts on the prop bets and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, go check us out. Your party.
Yeah, my parting words is I love everybody. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. You guys are the best. Don't check out just our stuff. They got Pucking Around. Review and Preview is going to be coming back. Got a bunch of other things here, too. Draft season's upon us, too. Got a draft coverage in the coming weeks, too. I got a couple punches I got to make up here on Review and Preview. So you're going to get those very, very soon, too. Mike, I know I have one for you also. I have a lot, too.
But check out my eyes.
Check out everything else with this. By the way, thank you, Billy. Billy, you got to come back and comment more.
Billy, come back.
Come back. Billy, come back. Billy, come back. You know, have some fun with us, too.
It's fun.
Now, Albert, enjoy your sleep. I'm sure you're still sleeping. If you didn't get the joke now, you probably shouldn't be sleeping until Saturday. It's very unhealthy. I don't know how you can do that, although maybe you probably catch a lot of sleep, though. But thank you, guys, everyone, for checking everything out. You can follow my other stuff on the side, but follow Review and Preview stuff first before anything, and then check out Cinco Squad, then Fonz Talk Jersey, then Slickback if you want as well, too. So that's it. That's all I got for you. You guys are the best. Love y'all. Mike, I think we got to do it.
I think we do.
Bing, bong, boom. Bing, bong. Knicks are back. It's baseball season and basketball season.
Jalen Brunson.
Nah. Jalen Brown, so disrespectful.
I know.
Not Michael Nakazawa, though. He's fine.
Damn it.